When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? Welcome in to CHGO Bulls postgame. Coming to you live from our studios here, West Loop, downtown Chicago. I'm Peck, Bulls underscore Peck. Big Dave, bam. BAWL Sports, Will the Goat Gottlieb, Will underscore Gottlieb.
In your face.
And our pal and producer, Joey Spathis. On the controls, at Joey Spathis, we are CHGO underscore Bulls. Welcome in. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Wednesday night. Hey, at least this one ended earlier than Monday night's game.
There you go.
Avoided OT. Shout out to those of you in pregame who were talking about, I mean, OT was almost a given. As we were watching the final few possessions, I was like, there's no way it's not. But it didn't.
It did not.
It did not go to OT. The Bulls hang on in wild fashion. 119.
Bulls win!
117.
Bulls win!
Over the Utah Jazz. You,
the Jazz suck.
Oh, my.
Bulls win! For the person who was messing with Matt earlier.
Bulls win!
Do it for Will because it makes me laugh.
Bulls win!
Give one to yourself, Joey.
Bulls win!
Thank you, sir.
Clem in the comments said, what the hell did we just witness?
A win?
It was technically a win. Bulls, 30 and 32.
Come on.
Sometimes 4 games back of 500. Sometimes 2, always 3. But tonight it is 2. Mm-hmm. 2-0 on this West Coast road trip.
You wanted to break even. Like,
who's you? Do it.
I'm not speaking to you. Literally, I'm speaking to the team.
Okay.
I don't regard anything positive or winning either kind of
worst
this
way. Worst case scenario, they're coming home 2-2 on this West Coast road
you
trip.
You want to break even on these West Coast trips. That's exactly the point, is to break even on these kind of trips. I mean, and Golden State, I mean, you're playing a back-to-back against them tomorrow. So you did not want to go in with a loss hanging over you against a team that you're supposed to beat anyway. Of course, you wanted to be better. You want to blow out. You want to beat down. You want to ass whooping. That's exactly what it should have been. We talked about that in pregame.
Maybe a night where you can give rest. Kobe a little rest.
Yeah.
You want to guess how many minutes he played tonight?
Oh, God. 42.
Bingo!
Wow, baby. That's off the dome.
2 minutes.
Bang. Off the
from
dome.
From way downtown.
Only 38 for DeMar.
Oh, my gosh.
But
they're going to be
there. There were Kobe and DeMar working hard in the fourth quarter. DeMar specifically.
Yeah, it's going to be gas tomorrow, baby.
Whatever you want to talk about, Bulls Nation, throw us your comments, your questions, any super chats if you're feeling generous. We will get to as much of it as we can tonight. Chase and Ashlyn, who reminding us that they did call a 4-0 road trip, and they are 2-for-2.
Halfway there, man.
Do you want to talk about the craziness at the end of the fourth quarter before we dive into the basketball?
Let's do it.
What the hell?
What the hell was that? What is going on?
John Collins pulled a Latrell Sprewell. A little bit.
Yep, a little bit.
I mean, it was not his own coach, but the opponent's coach.
Correct.
But that was, okay, and I think a lot of people on Bulls Twitter that I saw were wondering the same thing. How after all of that fracas, and then, okay, let's watch the tape. Mm-hmm. The Bulls were assessed 2 technicals.
Yes.
One to Torrey Craig for instigating or, you know, escalating the situation, whatever the ref said when they were explaining it. Mm. And then one to Chris Fleming, Bulls assistant coach. And then one technical given to John Collins.
Yes.
So after all that, where a Jazz player is getting up in the grill of a Bulls coach on the Bulls bench, around the Bulls bench, the Jazz get a free throw out of it, and somehow the player who made contact with an opposing team's coach was not ejected?
Yeah.
I don't – what? What?
Yeah, I'm confused, very confused about that. Like, I thought that was a given, honestly, when we were sitting there watching. It was just like, you can't touch the coach. Like, you just can't. You can't put your hands on the coach. And I know when he was pushing him, his hands started on the chest, but they ended up right here close to the neck here. And I thought that was a for sure when you watch that on the replay. Like, oh, yeah,
1,000%.
You're out of there. You cannot be in the game anymore. And they were like, nah, it's a tech. I watched them kick out dudes for way worse than this. You know, I mean, way smaller things than this. Like, literally yelling. I've seen them throw people out. Like, he lyrically touched. You can't touch a coach. Like, that's the rule.
Vooch got a questionable flagrant two a couple games ago. Yes, it was a hard foul in the paint. But it was just like, and ejected. It kicked him out. Yep. And I mean, as you said, Will, when the league reviews the tape of what happened tonight, John Collins might be looking at a suspension. It might only be a one-game suspension.
Sure.
But a suspension, but did not apparently, according to tonight's officiating crew, warrant an ejection.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules say about it, but I've never seen that happen where a player puts his hands on a coach's neck. And like, I agree with you. He wasn't like trying to grab him by the neck. Sure. But like, that's kind of what happened.
It ended up there, man. Yeah.
Yeah. You see like ticky tack things get escalated. And like, remember when Jokic got ejected for like just saying something?
Vanilla Chill in the comments just brought up that exact point.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, and like a lot of those get rescinded by the league the next day.
Yeah.
To me, this feels like one that what you're talking about, Dave, which is that it's probably going to get elevated to a suspension or a major fine. I mean, that is just because in those situations, like, it's the coach's job, not the coach's job, but oftentimes the coach is the one who gets in between guys and like separates the, so he was just doing that.
Unless
and
then you're all Jeff of a sudden, Van Gundy, but yeah.
Holding on the leg.
Yeah. I mean, and then all of a sudden he's getting or a technical Collins. Foul and ultimately the Bulls ended up winning, but it actually, because the Bulls got two technical fouls called against them to the Jazz's one, the Jazz got a free throw out of it. They got to tie the game at the free throw line on the other end. So that was an insane sequence. And yeah, I mean, competitive, exciting, entertaining stuff. But like that just, I was stunned that Collins was not ejected and
stunned,
fined, and probably suspended. I mean, stunned. that was wild.
That's the word, stunned. Go ahead, man.
I mean, Connor saying nothing beats the Tim Duncan ejection where he was just sitting there on the bench. That. Yeah, that was just Joey Crawford being. And see, again, like, whether it's that or in the Bulls game against the Nuggets, the one time we get to see the Nuggets in Chicago a season, the refs eject Joker because he just had a little back talk to a ref for not calling a foul.
Yep.
Like, NBA refs have gotten really in their feelings recently, mm-hmm. and they're giving texts. Was it DeJounte Murray who just had a tech given to him by Tony Brothers the other night?
Just because.
Who went over to talk to him during a timeout, and he, like, ignored Tony Brothers, and Tony Brothers gave him a tech for ignoring him?
Yes, and they rescinded it the
you
next day.
You dishing out texts for players yapping at you, and now also dishing out texts for players ignoring you?
Like, there's no line.
What are we doing?
Like, how can the players know what's okay and what's not? You know, there's really no line, bro. Like, if you're like, okay, well, great, there's – I've seen it, the smallest things given a technical, and then the biggest thing not given a technical. So where do I fall?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In line with that. Like, we know y'all are calling on the hard fouls and, you know, things like that. But like you just said, you can get it for yelling at a referee or saying the wrong thing to a referee. But for sure ones, I thought, were contacting the coach and putting your hands on the chest and ended up around the neck. Like, that should immediately be like, dude, you got to go.
And that was, I mean, like, I'm glad they got it under control. Because for a couple seconds there, that looked like it was on its way to being a melee that they couldn't keep under control.
Correct.
That had some, you know, Malice at the Palace palpitations going on for a few seconds.
It did.
And half of me was like, ooh, are we about to watch some crazy shit?
You got a little excited watching that.
I did.
And you saw what happened, like, when Sexton fouled him. I was like, I stood there, I was like, that's right on the Bulls bench was the first thing I thought in my head. And I'm like, well, I'm sure there's some chirping going on. I didn't think it would turn into that, but I thought it was going to be a little chirp happening. And Torrey Craig, for sure, who I think is going to play tomorrow now, like, you got to put him out. Or he might get suspended. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, man. Who knows? But he clearly wants to be back out there on the floor. But, you know, if DeMar ain't tripping on it, I don't think you should be tripping on it. But I like the fact that he still said something to him. I don't like the fact of what it turned into.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, it's a fine line with all of it. But the bottom line is, you touch a coach, you should be off the floor. I really think that's the fine line for me, man.
At the same time, this is now the second game out of three, maybe, where, like, the Bulls have kind of been in situations where, through their fault or not, like, they've kind of let their emotions get the best of them, and it's put their game in jeopardy. Like, they need to be a little bit, I know that this is like a time in the season where they're really like pedal to the metal, trying to get into the playoffs, trying to get into the play-in, but like they've got to be more composed.
Yeah.
And I think they're supposed to be
the recent loss to the Bucks being, you know, a prime example of them, you know, losing their composure a little bit.
Cody just tweeted this and I think he's totally right. Can you imagine the fervor, jokes, and outcry if two members of the Bulls organization who weren't playing in the game got technical fouls late and they lost to the really shorthanded Jazz by one as a result of it? Mm-hmm. They really dodged that one. They need to be like,
gotta be smart.
Billy Donovan says this all the time. He says it more than I even do. The margin for error with this team is really slim. And like, that's kind of stuff that you can't. And look, there's not, it's not likely or common that a player is going to grab your assistant coach by the neck. And like, I'm not saying the Bulls are with or without blame in this, but I just feel like they have to be like a little bit more buttoned up here if they're going to make a true stretch run.
It was escalating levels of chaos and things that were getting in the Bulls' head a little bit, maybe, but they let themselves get to that point. Mm-hmm. Cloud in the comments said the Sexton miss at the last second was basketball gods repaying us for the garbage tech. Dad Boy in the comments saying the Bulls shouldn't have been in that position to let the refs decide the game. Almost got cheated out of it, but Chicago still owns Utah. Love the little, you know, addendum of dissing Utah, because we do. But that's the thing that I was kind of contemplating as we were watching the final minutes of that game and things get crazier and crazier. Like, we saw the Kings pull off an improbable choke job on Monday to the Bulls' benefit. Mm-hmm. The Bulls almost turned around and did the same thing and gifted the Jazz this one tonight, because the Bulls were never cruising past them by 20 points. Mm-hmm. I think their largest lead for most of the night at any point was a dozen, but they had built that lead back up to a dozen midway through the fourth, and then I think it was a 10-1 run that the Jazz went on to allow them to take their first lead, the Jazz's first lead since the first quarter, and it was bad execution from the Bulls, and as was happening to the Bulls all night, failing to corral defensive boards, giving the Jazz countless second-chance scoring opportunities, which the Jazz kept cashing in on. Like, instead of running away and putting the Jazz to bed early, they let the Jazz hang around, and it almost bit them. They came really close to this being a impressive, clutching defeat from the jaws of victory situation for the Bulls tonight.
Yes.
And, like, okay, the ref stuff was weird. The fight was weird. You have to wonder about the late game execution, because we saw DeMar do some DeMar things in the fourth.
DeMar'd it.
We saw King in the fourth DeMar tonight.
Yes, you did.
And some possessions it was great, and a few possessions wasn't great. To me, the biggest problem I had watching that fourth quarter, and you pointed it out, Will, as we were watching it unfold, until that DeMar drive and dish out to Ayo, who took that three with, what was it, like a minute and a half left?
Yeah, it's very close.
A shot that Ayo missed. That was the Bulls' first three-point attempt of the fourth quarter.
Not made.
Not made three of the fourth. First attempt behind the three-point line of the fourth. How do you go that aggressively away from what has been working for you all night? Because it was the Bulls lighting it up from three all night.
Yeah.
And then you're watching a lead dwindle away and no one thinks it might be a good idea to launch a three because everybody's hitting from three tonight?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
Well, I think part of it is the fact that DeMar just had the ball in his hands the entire fourth quarter and had another massive fourth quarter performance. I want to say 18 points again in the fourth quarter today alone after, or maybe it was 17 today, after going for 18 the other night.
He was
6 of 12 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line.
Sexy.
In that quarter for 17 points.
Sexy.
One turnover. So, I mean, he obviously did not take any threes. He wasn't really, he had one assist in that period as well. So it wasn't like, I think the ball was not moving as well. But again, like, people are always questioning like what the Bulls do in the clutch that's so different from the rest of their game. That's like, what are they doing so that we can replicate that throughout the course of the game? I think it's like pretty simple. There are times when this Bulls team is getting stops, they're getting out in transition, and they're moving the ball well. And then there are times where they aren't getting stops, they're walking up the ball, and they don't really have anything that's like creative half-court offense that can like get them into easy baskets other than DeMar. And as great as Kobe's been, like, a lot of that is playing off of the advantage that DeMar creates. And so they go through these moments, whether it's early in games, late in games, whatever it is, where things are just clicking and they look really good. And that's when those numbers start to get juiced. And then there are moments where they can't really get anything going and they're not getting stops and now they're walking it up and it's really slow and stagnant. And I think that like there's just kind of a lot of that happening in the fourth quarters, whether it's good or bad, mm-hmm. because there are games like this where they have a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter and now they're in a clutch game. And there are games like last night where they were down 22 mm-hmm. and they start playing really well and now they're back into it. So mm-hmm. I think it's just a lack of consistency in the way that they play.
Yeah.
And that's why you see these extreme swings, because they really are, they have talent on this team, don't get me wrong, but they're not going to like out talent teams in the half court offense. They're not a Celtics team that just has five different guys that can attack mismatches, that can isolate, and that can rise up. That's not the way that they play. They have really like one or two guys that can do that. Mm-hmm. And so when, you know, the offense is not really flowing and everybody's touching the ball and everybody's moving and guys are confident in getting open shots, mm-hmm. of course it's going to not look as good, because the talent level, and again, I'm not trying to say that this team is like completely lacking talent, but it's just the talent does not cater to that style of play
sure.
as well. And so I think that's where they get stuck.
I remember late in that third quarter, Matt, they were showing the 3-point numbers for both teams. Mm-hmm. And I believe at one point Bulls was like 17 to 37 at one. And I think we were like, oh man, yeah, they're going well over 40 on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with 39. Ended up with 39 threes, man. Like they were, I don't know how you do that. And I understand, because DeMar is cooking. I get that. He cooked yesterday. In that fourth. That didn't stop Kobe from pulling them things. You know what I mean? Still guys shooting those threes. I'm not going to – and then you can't even put it on Utah playing great defense. They locked down for sure. They definitely started locking things down. But that was more so at the mid-range and going inside that they locked it down.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't locking down at the three-point line that they were doing it. And that was just really weird. Like, I just didn't understand that. Guys weren't looking for the three. I think a lot of that, getting the ball and just standing around and letting DeMar do his thing, a lot of that was going on for sure, which is fine because DeMar rewarded him again this time. But as you always say, Will, it's not feasible. It's not something you can constantly do all the time.
It's the process over the result, right? So what you're saying is, and I'm not – just the idea that when DeMar's cooking and the Bulls win, it's okay, versus when DeMar's doing the same exact thing, his shots aren't falling that mm-hmm. night. Now it's not okay.
Yeah.
And so that's where it's this idea of the process has to be the same and steady every night, and you live and die with the results.
Right, right, right.
You can't live and die with the results if the process is going to be different mm-hmm. day to day. And so you're asking about other players. Kobe took one shot in the fourth quarter. Io took two. Vooch took two. Caruso took one. DeMar had 12 of 21 and 5 free throw attempts out of six, 7. Though. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I think it's right, but that's just – I think it led to the Bulls' offense really stagnating, even though DeMar was so efficient and effective.
And it's weird because, again, I saw him do this yesterday. I mean, not yesterday. I saw him do this the last game, but it didn't stop anyone from shooting the basketball. Like, guys were still getting their attempts. Guys were still shooting their threes. So, but it just feels like this time they were like, and I'm going to put somebody on the Bulls just, you know, not playing anymore. And we saw in that fourth quarter the one play where they really started getting close and they inbounded it very quick and just threw it down to Collins for an easy two mm-hmm. on an inbounds,
mm-hmm.
getting beat down the floor. That's you not getting back on defense and playing defense, man. That lends to you standing around and just watching. So there was something different that was going on with that, man, that I've seen in previous games where I've watched DeMar just cook and go crazy and do his thing. I can't put my finger on it. I'm happy we won, and I don't really have to be upset about it, but it is a problem. You know what I mean? That is an issue, dog. Like,
But that's kind of my point is I think even though it went well, you still have to be able to – I'll say this. Like, you know the adage, like, winning cures everything, winning solves everything?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's true, but that mindset also encourages you to not look at problems because the result went well. I think – Billy has said this a couple of times, so I'm not like saying that the Bulls don't do this, but I think they need to continue to look themselves in the mirror even after wins
yeah.
and say, all right, well, we won, great, but like, how do we do this better next time?
Sure.
So that we don't get them, get ourselves into a situation where we're getting outscored by, you know, 8 points in the fourth quarter and now it's a ball
game. It's crazy.
He's been saying that going back to the 21-22 season
yes,
when they tore off a
One
bunch
of my
of
first
wins.
Press conferences. Mm-hmm. That's like what he was talking
right,
about.
Right. Tearing off a bunch of wins against mediocre opponents, you know, subpar opponents and mm-hmm. saying, hey, like, I don't want us to get too far ahead of our skis because, yes, we're winning and winning is good. And winning makes everyone happy, coaches, players, fans, everybody. But there are some errors or some missteps or some weaknesses that I am aware of that I'm seeing that we still have to hone in on. And, it, again, a lot of it goes back to that margin for error. There are, you know, people chiming in the comments with their thoughts what they saw in the fourth quarter.
Hi!
Brandon saying, it's on the coach and not allowed that to happen. At some point, damn near every basket was assisted, so somehow we ended up with only 29 assists. You know, Dave, and I kind of agree, like, there are nights where we see DeMar can cook down the stretch of a game that's close and get his buckets, but that it also doesn't necessarily, like, the entire gravitational pull just gets sucked in.
Yeah.
And that sometimes guys who are open mm-hmm. and have good looks because DeMar is commanding such attention, and even if he's, you know, not getting double-teamed or, you know, is getting partly double-teamed, but there are three bodies near him, and then you got two guys open on the weak side. Like, the Bulls have been sometimes bad, sometimes good at, you know, taking advantage of those weak side swing situations. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I saw South Garcon raise an eyebrow in the comments saying, like, really, Peck, you thought, like, a lack of three-point attempts was the problem for the Bulls in the fourth tonight and why they almost lost? I do.
Yeah.
I do.
No, for real.
Because when DeMar is attracting that much attention,
yeah,
and the DeMar gravity keeps sucking defenders in towards where he is operating on the floor, you have open shooters.
Correct.
Find them. Especially on a night when your shooters are knocking down their shots. Mm-hmm. Am I taking crazy pills to be upset by the fact that we did not see a Bull take a three until a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter?
No.
I think that that's freaking bonkers.
The Jazz bonkers. Outscored the Bulls on threes in the fourth quarter by 15 points.
Yeah.
So
there's your swing, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
There's your swing.
And that was right on a there. Night where the Bulls had outscored the Jazz by 21 points going into the fourth quarter. And the Bulls still won the game in terms of
crazy.
Threes. But, yeah, I mean, that is what can swing you. And there's going to be nights where the Bulls are hot like they were for the first three quarters. There's going to be nights where they're giving up a lot of threes. But, again, it's the process of how are you playing that you can withstand a hot shooting night or a cold shooting night. Or maybe you don't get calls that night and you can't really get to the free throw line the way you like to. Like, you have to be able to make sure that there's, like, a steadiness to the identity and style that you play so that you can offset some of those issues because you know they're going to arise on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah, and also I feel like whatever they were doing on the offensive end as far as not moving around, you know, and just watching, they did a lot of that on the defensive end as well. And that's what was really kicking them in the ass, you know, because getting them those open shots, Utah really found something. And I talked to you about Utah's coach, and you kind of raved about him. But you saw him make that adjustment in the third quarter immediately. Mm-hmm. As soon as they came out, they immediately started saying, attacking, oh, Collins is abusing.
Vooch was defending
Pickens. Yes, yep. Yes. He started abusing Vooch and going to it often. You saw it start happening. And then when you can do those things, that's when the shooters start becoming open and mm-hmm. start hitting these shots. Clarkson, that's what he does. He hits those big old shots. Sexton can hit those shots too, man. He can get hot for sure. And he did it tonight. So you saw them make the adjustments and change. And that's what kind of brought them, helped bring them back in this game. Thank God DeMar DeRozan did what he did to get the Bulls this victory. But they can't do, you know, those kind of things on a nightly basis, guys. And we've seen it. It feels like a broken record sitting here, you know, having these conversations for sure. But, man, dog, because what you're doing on the offensive end is going to affect how you're doing on the defensive end with this team. I'm not saying all teams are like that. Some teams can be stagnant on offense and just shut you down and lock you down and fine, or just lock you or not lock you down defensively, but still outscore you. They could do that. The Bulls, it just feels like everything's kind of tied. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's all tied together. If we're not playing well offensively, we're not playing well defensively. If we're not playing well defensively, we're not playing well offensively. It feels like everything has to flow together because you saw it in the first half. That's what it was. The guy you mentioned in the comments about guys assisting. You know, and how many assists did Ayo have in the first half? Like seven assists?
I think he had seven and a half, finished with nine.
Right, and DeMar had like five also in mm-hmm. the first half. Like, guys were finding each other. And what was happening defensively? They were actually playing really good defense on them. You kept seeing Caruso get those steals and those runouts, man. You saw them getting those rebounds inside. Like, those things were happening. It's all tied together for this team, man. So they've got to understand that it's all tied together. Kobe understands that, I think, but everybody else isn't on the same page. And it kind of showed in this game.
And the numbers back that up, too. 26 assists in the first three quarters, 3 assists in the fourth quarter.
I mean, that's
just saying, bro. We just saying.
Clout in the comments said, DeMar playing 900 minutes a night scares me. I hope he's not gassed by the playoffs. I've got good news for you, Clout. Mm. It won't matter.
If we see one moving the ball. And sorry, I was reading what Chris Davis was saying because he said my name. I don't think
we would be having the conversation until we see more movement off the ball and running the offense.
More movement off the ball and running of the offense. Yeah. But guys still got to get open. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to still want to get open and not watch. And I know that's hard to say when you're watching greatness happen in front of your face. I get that. But you still got to play your game, man. You still got to get open. And you can't let the other team beat you down the floor because you're watching. They beat you down the floor and they score in buckets that way, man. Like, that kind of stuff can't happen, you know? But, man.
And that's the connection between the two sides. That's where it happens. It's you're giving up lobs and layups mm-hmm. in pick and roll to Collins. And, you know, if you miss, they're running past you and getting a layup on the other end. Now you're walking it up.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where DeMar comes in because you're walking it up. That's DeMar time, right?
And, again, there. I think, like, two things can be true. DeMar can be an exceptional isolation scorer.
And he
is. A steady hand that can win you games in the fourth quarter because of how clutch he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that tonight. And he did it two nights ago. Sure. He's that good. But also, when you're playing that way, you have to be doing other things that help just put you in a better position to have a more threatening offense around him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say you can't go to DeMar. Because I think they do need to go to DeMar if they want to win games.
He's cooking, let him cook. No problem with that.
And, like, that process is a good one. You go to DeMar because he's your closer, right? But you have to also have other stuff going on around him to make his life easier so that he has outlets and three-point shooting and guys under the basket when he draws two. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the kind of, like, process that you can rely on a game-to-game basis. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, it's just not always there.
Yeah, it's not always
there. We've got to take our first break. We'll come back. Break down more from tonight's game, whatever y'all want to talk about, whatever's on your mind. Let us know in the comments. Of course, it is a win. So there is some goonage to award later on in the night.
Oh.
We'll get to any and all super chats y'all have thrown our way. We appreciate those. Appreciate the likes as well. Troll Joey appreciates them. He needs them to put in his treasure chest. and, of course, if you aren't already, hit that subscribe button. 50K and growing here at the CHGO Sports YouTube channel. Dave, who's up first tonight?
Oh, Empire.
Ooh.
They are awesome. They are cool. They make flooring cool. That's very hard to say for anybody else, but Empire kind of does that. It's the truth.
They do.
Because with Empire today, you get to shop at home convenience. That's cool. The right product for your needs, also cool. Quick and professional installation. Oh, my God, I'm freezing. And low price guarantee. I am an iceberg. Empire is the best place to get new flooring. So guess what? They're going to have copycats.
Mm-hmm.
But Empire, they can't be beaten on that quality, that service, that speed. So competitors will advertise low-quality products that Empire simply won't carry. Oh, no, we don't. Don't look over here. No, don't look over here. Right here, right here. No, we're giving you this right here. We're taking this to you, but your floors are trash. Don't do it. Empire won't promise those low prices, y'all. Because anyone who does is just putting flooring in their home that they wouldn't put in their own. Do you hear that point right there? These companies that are promising you what they would do for you are calling Empire. Okay? That's what's happening. All right? So cut out that middleman and go straight to Empire because their philosophy at Empire is to help you find what you need, not overwhelm you with thousands of choices and substitutes. What they leave out of their selection is as important as what they put in. And, of course, they got their virtual floor designer, y'all. Matt loves it. It's a great way to see how new floors will look in any space. That's his floor designer hand right there. It's easy. Snap that picture, Matt. Instantly. See how the new floors will look. Shopping for floors at the big box store, it can be frustrating. You might, talk to somebody one day who's working in plumbing yesterday. You walk inside and here comes Biff. Oh, I haven't been working here for too long. don't know what you want me to do. Can I find you something? Yeah, man, I got some questions about this floor. Oh, no! This is my summer job. I don't know what I'm doing. Help! And that's why you shouldn't go. Stay at home. Take some pride in what you're doing right there. Get you some empire. They pride themselves on that convenient shop-at-home service. They help customers shop for floors where they use their floors so they can see exactly what their new floors will look like in their home, lighting and the decor and everything looking all smooth. And the best part, they service their own warranties, y'all. Issue arises with Empire. You ain't got to go no middleman. You hit Empire up. You won't have to track down a manufacturer's phone number. You just hit Empire, and you know that number. You better believe it. Schedule a free in-home estimate today. All listeners, all of y'all, can receive $350 off discount when you use that promo code CHGO. Restrictions apply. See EmpireToday.com/. CHGO, that's EmpireToday.com/CHGO for details. Wait, I forgot that number. How dare you? But here it is. 588-2300. Back!
Empire.
Today.
Damn.
Troll Joe. Damn. Troll Joe is ready.
Awesome.
Troll Joe is
you
ready.
You didn't see? I see him on the peripheral leaning forward, ready to get in it. I appreciate his readiness. I sure do.
Post game tonight also brought to you by our friends at Prize Picks, the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. They are the easiest and most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, weirdos in their mom's basement with their spreadsheets, you just pick more than or less than. What, are you taking offense?
He live it.
You don't live Will in your mom's offense. Basement, Will.
Took a little offense there, didn't?
Mm-mm. No comment. No, I do not live in my mom's basement. But I do love my mom.
Just pick. So do I. I don't live in her basement, though. I'm
and
not.
I do love spreadsheets. Damn it.
Pick more than or less than from anywhere from 2 to 6 different player stat projections, and then watch the winnings roll in while Goat's making his spreadsheets. Football season is over, and it's sad. This is fine because the action on the floor is heating up, whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court. There's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Conference tourneys are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Wild game between Purdue and Illinois last night. I don't know if you caught any of that.
I definitely caught that.
And it's interesting because we have diehard Boilermaker fans here at CHGO, and we have diehard Illini fans.
Shout out, Bragg. Shout out, Cody.
Things are getting spicy.
Spicy, dicey.
They can get spicy for you when you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Like our buddy Mario from CHGO Hawks. He got 5 out of 6 of his picks the other night.
Shout out.
Putting some picks on some Bulls action.
He cashed
himself some money. Ching. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college hoops entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Go to prizepicks.com/CHGO. And use the same code, CHGO, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/CHGO. Promo code CHGO. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I like how somebody comments as, Dave, do you have a sip tonight? And I'm like, what show have y'all been watching? This is me all the time. This is not alcohol induced. This is just who I am, man. This is just our role, baby.
You ever heard of Dave Adreid where he doesn't throw some weird voices in there? I do voices.
They're in my head. I hear voices in my head. They talk to me. They understand. They talk to me. Shout out Randy Orton. Shout out to Darnell Mayberry also because he put
Darnell
when he was in Utah, he put up the Wi-Fi codes and Wi-Fi names of the people in Utah. And it just says oh Utah. One of them. Jordan pushed off.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Those people.
Hurt them people, baby.
Are still upset.
I love it.
There's somebody
cry.
Doing a little montage monologue on Twitter that I've had that I thought was hilarious.
Ah, yes.
There's no way she was even old enough to watch.
game six of 98.
Well, from what I can tell. Because she was like, the refs didn't even review it.
And she was monologuing about it confidently.
The refs didn't even review the call.
Didn't even review it.
They didn't do reviews in 98.
Yeah, what are you, 18, Matt?
I am.
Why don't you come up with an actual argument?
Plus another 18. Either way you take the 18, I'm too old for Karl Malone's liking. So take that, Jazz fans. Or how about you go ask a question or two to your other franchise legend, you know, the conspiracy theorist weirdo who has no facts to back up the wild claims he makes when someone is dumb enough to give him an interview. Stockton and Malone, get fucked.
That's sober. Ish. But still.
Oh, man.
It's a regular fuck.
Utah. Shut up. What a joke of an organization.
Shut up, Utah.
And that's coming from a Bulls fan. We weren't always a joke of an organization. We had our good days.
We love you, Lowry.
So.
Lowry.
Lowry. Our sweet boy.
Love him dearly, man.
So, interesting comments here from Billy Donovan postgame, if we kind of want to circle back to this. Okay. This is from Casey Johnson on Twitter. Billy Donovan said the Bulls, quote, have to be better in that scuffle that led to the Jazz shooting the technical free throw. He said not only did Bulls lose a point, but the long stoppage of play to sort things out iced DeRozan for his free throws.
Man, Billy is obsessed with the free throw icing thing.
I mean, he does do it.
He like
the mid free throws timeout. Yeah, that is Billy's move.
Exactly. He kind of trolled himself. I can't remember this a while ago, but we were asking him about that before a game, and he was like, yeah, I mean, you probably look at the numbers, and when I do it, it backfires most of the time, but I still do it anyway.
Good God.
It was funny.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
So, Nippy in the comments said, those comments from Billy pissed me off. Defend your guys. I think that is fair to say, or to at least bring up. Would you have liked to see Billy Donovan step up for his guys more in his comments saying, hey, what John Collins did crossed the line. And I can't believe that we sat there and had to watch the Jazz shoot a technical free throw before DeMar took his free throws.
That's a good point.
I think Billy could have said that tonight.
It's a good point.
And been right to say that tonight. Maybe he gets hit with a fine by the league for criticizing the officials or whatever. But also, I think Billy is simultaneously right to say, keep your composure.
That's like, Billy, composer. As far as I can tell, in the last 2.5 years of covering him, like,
flex.
That is Billy's whole MO, is just like, keep your composure, stay level-headed. He's never come into a post-game press conference after a game, after a big win, feeling good. He's never come into one after a bad loss, feeling bad. He literally will just say, here are the things we did well. Here are the things we need to improve. And that is who Billy is. So I'm not going to criticize that. John Collins just said after the game from Darnell Mayberry posted a video that he was just protecting himself. He said, quote, I'm standing there and the coach comes over and just shoves me for no reason. Y'all can go watch the film. I was just protecting myself. So obviously there's two sides to the story.
You're in danger from Chris Fleming. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I feel like that is really who Billy is. And I think in a lot of ways, that's the identity that he wants his team to have, which is that you don't get too high, you don't get too low, you stay steady, you stay composed, and you take care of business when you need to.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, why DeRozan is such a good reflection of him on the court, because for the most part, he is that steady hand. He takes over in the clutch. He's nails at the free throw line in those moments. Obviously, he's going to have moments where he gets frustrated and gets a technical foul, game. But like for the most part, there isn't a player who's just more composed than DeMar DeRozan.
That's true. And I think I'm going to throw Kobe White in there too.
Yeah.
Because if you saw that after it was all over, Kobe literally yelling at his teammates and coaches on the sideline. You know what I mean? Like, guys, what the hell are we doing? You know what I mean? We're supposed to be locked in and focused. Kobe definitely is one of those guys who keeps his composure and kind of, you know, stays together and things like that. He'll get into a scruffle on the floor like DeMar would. You know what I mean? It happens like that. Just a shouting match or something. But anytime it can affect the game that late, you won't see him involved or DeMar involved in those kind of situations unless they're the one being fouled, like we saw DeMar tonight. So it's funny because, like, yeah, DeMar's the one who got hit and fouled, and you know what I mean? We're going to shoot some free throws. Nobody really cared after that, but the teammates are the one that take exception.
And the two guys who fouled DeMar weren't the ones who ended up escalating things either.
Correct. That's true. It got that's true. Can't you blame Sexton? You know what I mean? Like, tough on that one. When somebody comes at you yelling, you're going to retaliate with some yelling back. I get that. And Collins, you're right. Like, I thought Flynn put his hands on him first, but I thought it was more so like, all right, bro, break it up kind of situation. Don't walk over here no more.
Right, yeah.
Doing break it up. Just doing those situations.
Yes, correct, correct. Get back. This is our bench. Right. You know what I mean? Get away from our
bench.
Area, bro.
Get away from our bench.
Screw you. You know what I'm saying? And you put your hands on him, dog. That should be a suspension. I can't say that enough, bro. Like, it really should. But yeah, man, a crazy situation that happened. I'm glad the Bulls walked away with a win. It was close. But I'm glad they walked away with a W. That would have been more hard to swallow, at least for me, than if they had walked away with an L on that one. But they didn't, so.
I would have laughed and laughed.
But now I do.
Results don't matter, Dave. When you're talking wins and losses, results don't matter. The only thing that matters is that this game was hella competitive.
There it is.
Hella competitive.
There it is.
Just the happiest AK in the world tonight.
Oh, just dripping competitive.
Not that
Jesus.
He is around. I actually, our boy Clem made note of the fact that AK was spotted watching some game over in France today.
Ah.
Doing a little international scouting.
Okay. All right. Seeing who he's going to get with the second round pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for the next Tony Parker or the next, I don't know.
Marco? I thought that would make him happy. That's the only reason I said it. I was like, Matt would appreciate this.
Marco Hours!
Yes. Let's see what he picks up, man, in that, man. So, no, it's fine. He's out doing his job. Great. Yeah. Scouting. I love it. Wonderful.
Speaking of Marko Simonović and the Bulls being in dire need of bodies, Let's touch for a second on the Bulls bench tonight. I didn't want to discuss that. As Deion Allen in the comments said, sit Carter, play Terry. We made note of it in pregame. The Bulls PR did let us know soon before tip-off that Dalen Terry excused absence, not with the team tonight for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if we get any other updates on that.
Hope it's all good.
As the road trip continues, they are in Golden State tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. But Dalen was not available to play tonight. We did mention, I think on Monday's post game, that Dalen has not gotten tick recently.
Yeah.
Javon Carter has been put back into the rotation. Bulls fans' new sweetheart favorite, owner Al Patim, only six minutes tonight.
He snailed it.
Donovan basically ran like an 8.5 man rotation tonight. Mm-hmm. He's been pretty much rocking 9 recently, but you saw 20 minutes from Javon. Drummond had 17. Julian Phillips, my sweet special boy, had 15. Javon Carter looked like a player who wasn't lobotomized tonight.
Yes, he did.
So maybe a tiny step in the right direction for him?
Yes.
Shot competently and confidently when he was supposed to?
Yes.
And didn't do dumb shit like have a wide open layup and then decide to go to McDonald's instead?
But yeah, man, he played very much more solid, much more composed. Like you said, on both ends on the floor. I thought he was really solid on both ends, man. And Billy definitely rewarded him, giving him much more time. And Billy wants to give him more. They clearly want him to play a little bit more, get some more tick like that. But hitting your shots goes a long way. And it was funny because I saw him hit a shot that didn't count. Hit a 3 to start the game when he first walked in, and it didn't count. But I was like, I wonder if that feels good for him, just seeing it go in. The very next shot was a 3 for him that was all net. And you just saw it kind of keep going for him after that. So, solid game for him. I mean, 7 points, 3 of 5 shooting, 1 of 3 from the three-point line. I'm not mad at any of those numbers from him. That's kind of what you expect from him. Like, and playing, you know, that full-court defense and being that irritant on the floor. This is kind of what you want from Javon Carter. But just actually seeing him score, Will, is why I was like, oh, okay, great. Javon's here tonight, and I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, he just clearly was in, and I'm not going to speak for him, but it just appeared that he was, like, in a situation where he was just lacking some confidence.
Yeah.
And
that's wild to say about him,
I see him at practices. I see him pregame. He's doing his three-point shooting drills, and he's absolute cash. He is such a good shooter.
Yeah.
And it just feels like he was not there with his confidence to where he was passing up layups. He was just turning down jump shots. And he can't do that if he's out there because – he is, I mean, he's a solid on-ball defender. He picks up full court, but, like, he is too small, quite frankly, to not be really giving you value if he's out there. So unless he's really performing at a high level, it's been hard for Billy to trust him to go out there. So they need to get him in a position where he is a little bit more confident with his jumper, and I think that'll really go a long way for just his role with this team, his role in the rotation, and also, the depth. This team is just really missing a lot of people, and they need help. They need to chill with overplaying Kobe and DeMar. They need to get some of these guys in here that Billy can trust, and right now he's just not in – he just does not have enough bodies.
And well, he also goes with the circle I was talking about, that cycle of your offense affecting your defense. So when his offense is on a little bit, you notice him more defensively as far as playing goes, because he's always going to play full court, but he plays a little more up on guys, you know what I mean? And he's in those passing lanes a little bit more, and he's much more of an irritant when his shot is going in. So he's definitely one of those guys where it's all connected for him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's like we talked about with the whole team, mm-hmm. and the whole offense. Like, those two sides of the court are connected, and how you do on one affects how you do on the other. And the Bulls can look really good at times when things are clicking for them and they're turning their defense to offense. Mm. And that's, I think, the very same with the individual players. Mm.
On the note of that Bulls bench, Gabriel in the comments said, Julian Phillips, cash from three lately, especially the corner three. He was 2 of 3 tonight. Yeah. Love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Every time I see confident rise and fire threes from Julian, my heart beams with pride. He's just, and he's also shown that he can do some work on the boards. He grabbed a few tonight. He just needs to knock off those fouling shooters. He had a bad foul on a three-point shooter tonight.
Yeah, he keeps
He's done it a
that,
few
man.
Times. Yeah. He's got to knock that off, but I have great hope in his potential as a 1-4 defender, legit 1-4 defender. Yeah. And if he can do that and knock down these threes like he is, you got to love the upside, the ceiling for Phillips. Without also, I just love Bulls fans. South Garcon saying, Carter is a vet. People need to relax on him. Immediate next comment, clout. Carter's a bum. Colin saying, Carter didn't do a Denzel impression tonight. He also didn't do a, did you see what Chris Dunn don't? Shout out, Colin. For the deep pole throwback.
That is a deep cut. shout out, man.
We have to take our second break, but real quick, you want Chris Dunn's stat line tonight, Dave?
Oh, God, please.
You taking a look at it yet?
No, I haven't. Let's see what Chris Dunn don't. Okay, all right, let me take a shot. I'm going to say he had 6 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 fouls.
Okay. You were in the ballpark and you were dead right on some. 11 points.
Ooh, bigger.
Chris Dunn?
Good job.
I mean, he had 2 rebounds. I think you said 3. Mm-hmm. You were right the first time. 5 assists. Wild. Mm-hmm. 1 steal. Nailed that. Only 1 foul.
What?
I was shocked.
Shout out.
Back when we used to play the game, did you see what Chris Dunn don't tonight?
Oh, my God. Binary.
He had a 5 in the foul column and a 1 in the assist column.
Yes, man.
Or a 1 in the points scored column.
1-0-1. It was all code.
Oh, man. Warms
ones
my
and
heart.
Zeros. Oh, shout
warms
out.
Warms my heart.
I missed that game.
All right, we got to take our second break. We'll come back. We've got Goon of the Night. We've got Super Chats to get to. That's all on the other side of the break. Hit the thumb. If you didn't do it during our first ad break, please do it now.
Yeah.
Do it for Troll Joe. Do it for yourselves. Troll Give Joe. Yourself a thumbs up. Dave, what's next?
Chilling.
That's
what's next. People like doing that. It's a wonderful thing. I don't just like it. I love it.
Mm.
I love to chill, man. And what helps me with the chilling, it's that cold Coors Light.
Coors.
Thank you, Willico Gottlieb. Whether it's your team stressing you out or life in general, things can get a little bit chaotic. But that's why Coors Light helps you find moments to chill all year long. It's what it does, man. And I enjoy it. Like I said, it's the thing I want to chill out for. I look forward to it. Because anytime I'm sitting down to put my feet up to watch something, and a Coors Light is in my hand, you'll never see me sad. I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be chilling. Hey, Troll Joe, what's your favorite thing about Coors Light? How do Troll Joey chill with a Coors Light in his hand? Or talons, or whatever you have right
now. Talons, exactly. You've seen the picture, and his talons are perfect for
shotgunning. Yeah, there you go.
Right in the bottom, and crack it open, perfect size hole every time. And, yeah, that's how he prefers it.
Mm.
Chugs it down quick.
Is that true, Trojo?
Yeah.
I said Trojo.
Yeah.
Joey got to be a spokesman. You know what I mean?
Troll Joe's got to be a spokesman.
Yeah, he's just getting thumbs, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? He can't be on that like that. That's not how he wrote.
Also, drink responsibly.
Oh, please. Yes.
You can have yourself a nice, fun shotgun with some friends while still drinking responsibly.
Oh, absolutely right. If anybody knows that, it's Troll Joe.
Real Joey actually has shotgunned where you are sitting. On camera, on live.
On a YouTube show?
Yes, on the Cub show.
I'm about to say it had to be a Cub show.
Beer bat, Stucky.
Yeah, I'm sure the beer bat.
Crazy Cubs crew.
Shotgun.
Oh. Shout out. Happy birthday, Luke Stuckmeyer, by the way.
One for me. Yeah, with happy birthday, Stucky. Yeah, it's called the K9. We'll talk later.
Oh, I know it. I know what it's called. But I'm just saying, you did it? Damn. Shout out. Mm. Well, I'm sure when he sucked those K9s into that can, those mountains were blue. Frosty cold, baby. Because when the mountains turn blue, it's as cold as the Rockies. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged for a smoother finish. When it's time to chill, open a Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment, crisp and refreshing as the Rockies. When it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer that Troll Joey, that Will Gottlieb is all reaching for. So get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. That is CoorsLight.com/CHGO basketball. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Light Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light, find your chill.
Another possible avenue for puncturing your shotguns,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a Joey Talon.
Okay.
Just put the slash in there.
Oh, slayer.
Yeah.
Right there. Ooh. Shotgun. Chill.
Cloud said, I miss the Sunnyside ads. That's how I relax. Stay tuned.
Summer's on the way.
Summer's on the way. You know what could be on the way?
Please tell me.
To your mailbox, the mail room, if you live in a building with lots of mailboxes,
mm-hmm.
A shipment. From our CHGO merch locker.
Mm.
You could get yourself the Sub-Zero tee, the Sub-Zero hoodie.
Yes.
Both available right now.
Yes.
Another strong game for Kobe.
Another one.
Crushing them threes tonight.
Another
he one. Was, one off from tying his career high in May threes, Will?
He was one off for tying his career high. In
Drilled 7 of 11 tonight. Love to see that. We talked a pregame about him maybe getting that three-point percentage back up above 40 for a season. Will be the first time he's done that.
Mm-hmm.
Still averaging a career high behind the three-point line. Mm-hmm. Grab yourself the Sub-Zero merch. Also, take a gander at the new Chicago collection that just dropped in the merch locker on Monday, celebrating our second anniversary here at CHGO. There's some amazing stuff there.
Yes,
I ordered basically all of it. check it out. Also, wonderful opportunity if you've been on the fence, thinking about it, not sure, sign up to become a diehard and then pick either the Sub-Zero tee or any of the new tees that just dropped in the Chicago collection as the free shirt you get when you sign up to become a diehard,
mm-hmm.
plus all the wonderful perks that come with that. The premier, best of the best content behind that diehard paywall you get from not only our guy Will to Go Gottlieb, some of his mailbag content, some of the draft prep stuff he'll do for us coming up to the draft. The Bulls actually own their first round pick.
Woo!
But even before that happens, Bears draft coverage.
For Bears.
All of you Bears fans out there in Bulls Nation, incredible stuff that the Bears crew is doing.
Yeah.
The best of the best for diehards only. And then, of course, access to our fun community in those Discord channels for diehards.
Mm-hmm.
Sign up today, become a diehard, check out the new merch at chgolocker.com.
Yeah.
Joey, I think it's time for a certain something.
Yeah, hit me.
That is right.
Here hit me.
We
hit me in the face.
With your talent.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
Now.
I'm the man.
Woo! Maybe he's talented. Oh! That's what I do. Empire today. For Goon of the Night. All they do is floors, no matter what. 588-2300. Joey!
Empire
today.
We're like, I thought I told you. It's today, fool. Goon of the night. All the categories for Goon of the night. The nominees are out. The stars are out tonight for Goon of the Night, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like when the Oscars started just giving like a dozen nominees for Best Picture. We're going to be here for a while.
That's right, man. Some hardware. A lot of, oh man, it's rough. Joey, I'm going to start with you. Who do you got?
With me.
For Goon of the Night.
I'm going to keep it short and sweet with you.
All right.
Chris motherfucking Fleming. Goon of the Night. That man was incensed. He would have squared up. Right then and there. He was ready.
He was ready to throw down.
He has
with
integrity.
John Collins.
He's got integrity. You could tell he's only thing I have is my name. I'm not going to let you push me around.
The Flemings.
Fleming is my Goon of the Night. I saw it in the chat. He may have looked a little freaked out. When is he ever going to earn this again? This is his moment. And Fleming, I will give you the love because you deserve all of it.
That's exactly what my case was going to be. We've been doing this for 2 years.
Yes.
We're probably going to be doing this for two more, hopefully.
Come on with it,
if
baby.
If not more. And I don't think there will ever be another opportunity for me to select a Bulls assistant coach as Goon of the Night. So I'm going with Fleming too. Honorable mention to Andre Drummond, who basically tried to let Matt.
That was going to be my pick, assuming that Fleming got some love, because
moving humans, moving
Drummond was the one where I was like, oh, somebody might kill somebody tonight. You saw the look in Andre Drummond's
moving
eyes.
Moving heaven and earth and all the people in between.
There was a little part of me that wanted to watch Andre Drummond kill a guy tonight.
Brick killed
a guy. It easily could have happened.
And by little part, he means a huge part.
51-49. Violence never solves anything, kids.
No, kids, it does not.
But
it does add a little entertainment.
Look at the Hollywood industry. You know what violence does oftentimes provide? Entertainment value.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Yes, Hollywood violence is staged, and no, we don't support real violence, but man, I saw the look in Drummond's eyes, and I wanted him to kill somebody.
It was a look of roar. Oh, man.
Hulk smash. Wanted Drummond to Hulk smash.
He has some Hulk smash in his face.
And
You're right.
I shouldn't joke about fatality, but just like
just want him
Hulk
to get
smash.
After, get his hands on.
I just wanted Andre to Hulk smash.
Yeah, because he saw Colin. Collins honestly saw the look in his face and was like, oh.
John Collins is like, I'm bigger than you, Chris Fleming.
Right.
Andre Drummond was like, I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's. Like,
oh, go back to your shanties.
You want to pick on somebody your own size, John Collins?
Oh, my God. I believe that's Mr. Gilmore. Hilarious. Oh, man. All right. Well, Goon of the Night. Joe, I'm waiting on you. There it is. Let me tell you, I thought Javon Carter was in the running as well, just because I liked how he played tonight and the way that he played. He was in the running for me as well. And Torrey Craig also, because Torrey Craig was not even in the
for
game.
Instigating.
All right. He wasn't in the game.
Getting a tech in street clothes in definitely street clothes. Always earns a nomination.
That is some goon stuff. All right. And I'm going to throw Billy Donovan in, because Billy Donovan, me and Will saw it, came on the floor yelling and dancing to people during a possession.
One of those last possessions.
Yes, during the possession. He's on the floor, dog, yelling, pointing at food like, what the, get down there. That was goonness coming up out of Billy. But Goon of the Night has to go to Coach Fleming. It's got to go to Coach Chris Fleming. It's got to. It has to. My God. He was, as Matt says, he was red-assed. He's, man. That dude, man, it was wild to see that. Just to see the assistant coach like that, and it was still, you couldn't tell if he was worried or wanted more.
Yeah.
That's the thing. After he got choked, I was like, is he concerned or is he like mad focused on, I'll see you in the goddamn locker room?
When the broadcast cut back to him after the fray had died down, Will pointed out that his face was as red as his Bulls pullover, like zippy thing.
He definitely pointed that out. Yeah,
red,
man. Red.
Face.
Sea red. See Red Chris over there, man. Look, he was ready to go. I enjoyed that about him, man. And, man, that was something to behold. I'm glad we got to behold it. Coach Fleming.
Man.
This, sir, is for you. If you see this or you ever notice, just know that you have won a Goon of the Night award, the most prestigious of awards here at CHGO Bulls. Goon of the Night. This belt, sir, is for you. Come on the show and talk to us one time. Why don't you?
Kyle Williams said Goon of the Night for getting choked. SMH, this award has lost all meaning. It's not about getting choked.
He started it. Yeah, I mean, first of all, he kicked it off.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, he just stand there and get choked. He went after an NBA player. What? That's goon right there, dog. What dude does that? He was ready to knuckle up. He was, dude, who does that? What assistant coach knows? He's good. Like, no, I'll put my hands up on you.
Flem does that.
He does that. That's wild to me, dog. And then won some more.
He did.
Nah, bro, that's goon stuff. Listen, you can't always, you win the fight? It ain't, sometimes it ain't about that. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just about what you did out there, man. And I saw him out there put forth a goon effort as an assistant coach. He gets goon of the night for me.
I mean, the Bulls won the battle and the war tonight.
This is true.
Because they won the game and they were competitive.
With their brains.
That's the battle and the war.
The brains and their minds, too.
Because that's a magic number. Joey, let's do some super chats and get out of here.
Here we go. Three super chats. Flip side. JR said, last game, the Bulls lacked dogs. Mm-hmm. I was wrong. Ours is assistant coach Chris Fleming and the goon.
He has that dog in him. He
does have that dog in him.
Mama Fire.
Say.
Hey, Dave, it's Mama Fire from Utah.
What up?
My son Luke and I met you in December at the Bulls game.
Yes.
Oh, hey. Nice. I went with my daughter tonight. Wild game.
Yes, hey, Mama Fire. It was great.
Shout out Mama Fire.
It was great. She, I met her when I was leaving the game, right in the hallway, in the corridor. Mm-hmm. And she stopped me, her and her son, just stopped me and Flex. Just told me how much they love me Flex. And how much they love the show. Flex. And
right.
Yeah, took all the pictures and Flex. All kinds of love. It was just, it was great. It was great, Flex. Man. It was Flex. Awesome.
Were they Flex. Visiting Chicago, live in Utah? Do you remember?
She or lives.
She says, look, they were in the game in Utah tonight.
Yeah, so. If I remember correctly, Chicago is home, but okay. They do have roots in Utah.
Okay.
And so she kind of is back and forth, if I'm remembering correctly.
Mama Fire, if you and the kiddo are going out for a celebratory dinner tonight, mind yourself around those pizza places in Salt Lake City.
Watch it close.
I hear they mess around.
Yeah, watch yourself like that. Love you, Mama Fire. Shout out to you and your son. It was great meeting y'all. It really was.
Was it on the list of Wi-Fi names? One of them was Jordan Pushed Off. Jordan one of them off. Poison Pizza.
What the bro said, he was hungover. That's what it was like. Our pizza's the greatest.
I'll say this about that situation, which I clearly know very little about. Wasn't he hungover every game? Like, come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. My thing is, Michael Jordan is not jeopardizing hungover in the NBA finals.
Not hungover.
Not in the finals.
MJ really didn't start drinking heavily until the tail end of his career and then his retirement years.
Yeah, that's true.
He would
that's
show true. Up. Tired, or what normal humans would expect to be tired, because he would go play 36 holes of golf and then lace him up and play an NBA game.
Yeah, he was too insane.
Not hungover.
He was too insane to interfere, let something interfere with him being a Mike Wing or the game.
The Atlantic City story during the Knicks playoff series, blown out of proportion.
Sure.
I don't think he stumbled back to his New York City hotel that night.
Nobody
like blackout
knows
drunk. No.
How dry I am.
No.
No. Even not winning. That dude would rather die.
Like throwing up bile and dry heaving because you got food poisoned by a bunch of weirdo Mormons is not the same thing as just a normal social life of an NBA player.
Matter of fact, man.
Danny Utah.
I'm already giving this out, Matt.
Super chat for $1.99 saying, was at Delta tonight. Love these crybaby chats.
Hey,
man.
Shout out, Danny. Mm. Yes. Oh, man. Wasn't it great seeing a jazz man with tears in his face? Mm.
I saw that they jazz had, like, crying. During a timeout or something, a little blimp that was flying around that was just dropping money. They're, like, paying people to go to jazz
games. Oh, man. Hey.
So good for you. Maybe we should go there next
time. I was about to say, man. Like, shout out.
Yeah, that would require going to Utah.
Would you go there for that reason?
Pass.
Matt, I think you would definitely go to Utah to watch a Bulls-Utah game.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads.
Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's Libsyn ads.com.
I think you would relish.
Do you think I would get idea. Out alive?
But my point is you would go. And you wouldn't care. You would go and you would talk a copious amounts of shit.
Yeah.
And I would have to be there with you.
Yeah, and then get like kidnapped and beat initiated into some weirdo cult because it's Utah.
Well, you'll be with me. I know how I got you. Don't worry about it. Talk all the shit you want, you'll be fine. I promise you that.
If you can promise Plus to get John me Collins out safely, around.
You'll be fine.
Yes. Then yes, sure.
I'll show pictures of Wheel to Go copies to everybody. They'll let me ride out. Don't worry about
as
it.
As long as you're hanging out with Chris Fleming, you'll be all right.
Hey! Coon! Fleming, man.
There you go, Coach. Come on the show, Coach. Come talk to us.
Let's wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. Hit that like button. Another late night as the Bulls are out west. And guess what? We get to do it again tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
Bulls, Warriors. 9 p.m. Central Time, tip Ooh. Off. Listen, let's go.
There's something I wanted to say. I'm going to say now about this. If you had an issue or Bulls had issues about keeping their composure and their mentality low, got to play Draymond Green
Draymond's and Chris Paul coming. Tomorrow.
And Chris Paul. Oh, my God. That's what I just said. Draymond and Chris Paul. You got to play them both tomorrow. Oh, my Lord. Oh, man. Oh, I can't wait to watch. That's going to be fun.
Even after that suspension, he's still doing Draymond-y things.
He got a tech tonight.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
He's who he is, man.
Keep your head on a swivel, Bulls.
Woo. Get ready.
What happens when you find yourself in the middle of a vicious cockfight? Bulls fans, make sure you're following our guy, Will the Go Golly, for all of his Bulls updates, reporting, Will_Golly. Read everything he writes. AllCHGO.com is where you can find that. Sign up to be a diehard so you can get the best of the best of Will's stuff. Big Dave Bow, BNWL Sports. I'm Bulls_Peck. Our pound producer, Joseph Spath, is on the controls with the help of his man, Troll Joe.
Troll Joe.
They are both at Joey Spath. They share a Twitter account. Maybe someday Troll Joe will have his own Twitter account.
Oh, snap.
Double meaning Troll Joe.
Oh, Troll Joe. How mad would Joey be if Troll Joe just had like 8,000
Somebody out there in Bulls
followers.
Nation, make a Twitter account with that picture of Troll Joey.
Troll Joe. Oh, my God.
That needs to exist in
the
universe.
The most popular. That would be hilarious.
Shout out Clout, Flipside, French Bulls TV, Stanislavsko, Gabriel, Esteban, everybody hanging out with us tonight. Mike, Eliu, Brandon E. Hit that like button on your way out. Yes. We will talk to you 8:30 Central, Ooh. Pregame tomorrow, Bulls Warriors road trip game 3.
Oh.
Until then, see you, Red. Be good.
Get some sleep. Love y'all.
Hey.
Peace.
Y'all see-